7 after 9 on 104.9 WCLV and on the internet at WCLV.com. We're going to delay the beginning of our music for just a few minutes because this gentleman is on a strict time schedule this morning, and we want to make sure he gets to where he's going. But Jonathan Lass is chairman of the Department of Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences at UH Case Medical Center, and he is so good at music. He is so good at music that I was queuing up our next music, which is the Paris Symphony by Mozart. He says, that's the Paris Symphony, isn't it? What do you play, Jonathan?
I'm a cellist.
And you're in the World Doctors Orchestra.
Yes, I was chosen to perform in their first concert in Berlin this past May.
Now, he gave me a DVD of that concert, and the orchestra's standing up, and the conductor is in the little podium in front, and he pointed out, he says, that's me back there. Now, you're playing on February 8th at Severance Hall, and this is the world, or rather the U.S. premiere of the World Doctors Orchestra. We'll tell you what the program's going to be, and we'll tell you how to buy tickets. But just note that it is February 8th, 2009, 3 in the afternoon at Severance Hall. Now, how did you get involved with this orchestra? Did somebody just walk up to you in OR one day and said, do you play the cello?
Well, the World Doctors Orchestra was founded by the conductor, Stefan Villich, who's a cardiologist based in Berlin. And he was committed that he wanted to promote global health through music. So there's both the musical element and the charitable element to this. So he basically researched the top physician musicians in the world and solicited their participation in this venture.
How would you find that out?
Because I asked him, how did you happen to find out about me?
But how can he know who the top physician musicians are? Do they have a website and rate themselves?
He used different resources. Probably the best resource is the Amateur Chamber Music Society, where you rate yourself. So at least you have a sense. And then you had to submit a applications of what you're doing, you know, what kind of performances you've done, et cetera, over the year or so.
So he had kind of a high standard of in the pool to begin with.
So the initial application process, they had about 300 physicians apply, and they selected about 80 of them to perform in Berlin.
How long have you played the cello?
For over 50 years.
When did you start?
No, I started when I was 8 years old. And I went on to study at the Manhattan School of Music and then up in Boston.
How did you get into ophthalmology?
I always wanted to be I kind of researched in high school what areas of medicine would be good for, that would not have a lot of emergencies, that would give me time for music. Plus, I love the eye is such a beautiful thing in the surgery. So it kind of was a perfect fit that we don't have as many emergencies as some of the other ones, so it would allow me more time for the music.
That's almost an ideal position to be in, where you can take your avocation and spend quality time with it as well. The World Doctors Orchestra, Severance Hall, it's on February 8th. It's a 3 p.m. concert. The Outdoor Overture by Aaron Copland, the Beethoven Triple Concerto, and the Brahms First Symphony. Now, the soloist in the Triple Concerto are Annie Fullard from the Cavani String Quartet at CIM. She's the violinist. Sergei Babayan, the pianist. And Seon Thorsteindottir, the cellist. And she has got a $64,000 name. That last name is just unbelievable. Thorsteindottir, I believe that's how it's pronounced. And this is the U.S. debut of the World Doctors Orchestra. Do you guys talk shop during rehearsals?
It's going to be a very intensive thing. People are going to be flying in Wednesday night from... we have 80 doctors from 14 countries coming in, from as far as Australia, Sweden, Poland, Armenia, etc. About a third of the players will be from the United States, and about 10 of them will be from Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, I noticed that roster. That's
we have a very diverse group, and we'll start rehearsals that Thursday morning. We'll be ready for the concert Sunday afternoon.
You sound like you have a lot of fun with this.
Oh, it is a fabulous experience. When you have such a short time to achieve, you know, such a goal. But these are doctors. We get up for performances every day.
So. I would imagine so. And you have to dress for the orchestra performance as well. It's just a different set of scrubs. Mm-hmm. The World Doctors Orchestra, February 8th, 2009, 3 o'clock, Severance Hall. Go to the Cleveland Orchestra's website, which you can reach through clevelandorchestra.com, or I found out you can go to clevelandorch.com, and it will get you there just as well. And now, do you come from a musical family?
My mother was a pianist and music teacher.
Did you start out with a cello?
No, I started on piano, and I couldn't play at all on the piano.
And you said, forget this.
No, the two hands would not work together. But my sister had been a cellist, and the cello was around the house, and I started playing cello.
You know, sometimes your destiny can be determined by what's left around the house.
Yes, my sister definitely contributed to my musical development.
Does she live in Northeast Ohio?
No, she's down in Florida.
Well, you might want to send her a ticket. Jonathan Last, chairman of the Department of Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences at UH Case Medical Center, the Brahms First Symphony, the Beethoven Triple Concerto, the Copland Outdoor Overture. You can also, in addition to going to the Cleveland Orchestra's website or severancehall.com, you can call the Severance Hall box office, which is 216-231-1111. And the proceeds from this concert benefit the Cleveland Free Medical Clinic. And I would imagine that free clinics need all the support they can get.
Well, this is what's so exciting. I mean, people are coming from around the world, not only to play at one of the top concerts hall in the world, Severance Hall, but they're also dedicated to the mission of supporting healthcare, particularly for those in the greatest need. So the World Doctors Orchestra Berlin organizers asked me to pick a local charity as well as benefiting a charity in South Africa through the Templeman Foundation. So the free clinic was ideal for this because they provide this care at no cost to those who seek care from them. And obviously the needs now in Northeast Ohio couldn't be greater. And so this is just a marvelous thing that we can do to support not only a fabulous musical event, but a wonderful charitable event.
And those doctors that are not from here are just going to look up at the ceiling when they see how beautiful Severance Hall is.
I've sent pictures of them, and they've just, it's a jewel box. It's incredible.
World Doctors Orchestra. This is the U.S. debut, February 8th, 2009, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Severance Hall. 216-231-1111, or you can go to severancehall.com for tickets. In my hometown of Springfield, Illinois, there is a group of doctors that do big band. They call themselves Los Médicos Locos, and they play in the state capitol on New Year's Eve during the first night celebration over there. So medicine and music perhaps are fated to come together in a lot of individuals. When you're playing your cello by yourself, what do you like to play? Anything, pie in the sky.
I do mostly chamber music. We have a group of physicians that we're called the Circle Quintet, and we've been playing for a number of years. There are faculty on the staff of Case Western Reserve, and we just played the Brahms Piano Quintet a few weeks ago at Dr. Ronis' home, who's the chairman of psychiatry. He has a group of friends that come and hear chamber music. And we've done a lot of the nursing homes. We've hit the nursing home circuit quite a bit around here.
What do people say when they find out what you do for a living? Are they astonished that you have time to play music?
We just usually just talk about the music, not so much about the medicine. It's all, I mean, everyone loves music so much. And it's great that we can have this additional gift to give to people. It's just another form of giving.
Proceeds benefit the Cleveland Free Medical Clinic, the World Doctors Orchestra, Severance Hall, February 8th, 3 p.m., 216-231-1111. You know, Condoleezza Rice is going to, not be employed after January 20th. You might invite her.
She did the Brahms Quintet for the Queen.
For the Queen.
We did it for Dr. Ronis, but so... But that is truly incredible that she could do that.
You might invite her to jam with you sometime. And our thanks to Jonathan Last, chairman of the Department of Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences. And he's a cellist. He practices medicine at UH Case Medical Center. He's going to be playing the cello in the World Doctors Orchestra. Thanks so much and have fun.
Thank you very much.
And 16 after 9 on 104.9 WCLV. We'll play the movie quiz in about 15 minutes and give away tickets to a chamber music concert after the Symphony No. 31.